Hello, Audio Boo. Okay, first of all, I don't know how this boo's going to go, so there might be a few spoiler alerts. If you don't want to hear, don't listen. But I'm going to be doing a little bit of a review or talking about one of Agatha Christie's books called Endless Night. So if you don't want to hear what happens at the end or in the story or anything like that, then please don't listen to this one, because there might be, I don't really know yet, because I don't know how it's going to go and what I might say, but I have a feeling I might end up putting in a few spoilers because it can't be helped. But this one, this book, Endless Night, by Agatha Christie, happens to be one of Agatha's best books, I think. I think this one was definitely one of my favourites out of all of her books. I think this one was probably the best one. It was well written. It was written, I like the way she wrote this one, because she did this one in first narrative. Now, I can't remember if she's ever done them in first narrative. Maybe she has with Mrs. Marple. With those ones, she might have done first person narrative, but I can't really remember, because it's been a long time since I've read a Mrs. Marple one. In the past couple of days, I've been reading a Hercule Poirot books, some of it, you know, the ones with his in. But this one was a standoff alone one, about a completely different character, not one of her series ones, the ones that come in a series. This one was just a standalone one, it was definitely a really, really good book, and I really enjoyed reading this one. And like I say, the writing style, I think she writes better in first narrative, and the way she'd written it was just brilliant, and I liked it. I think it flowed better than when she's writing her Hercule Poirot books, the books about that the detective Hercule Poirot. So I think she writes it. She definitely writes better in first narrative, and which is what she did in this book. And I really enjoyed this book. It really had me hooked right to the end. And I think that might have been partly because of the way she wrote, the writing style, and how she wrote the book. And not only that, but it had a really, really interesting storyline, and the storyline really had me gripped as well. And I think the storyline to this one was really, really good. If you've ever read Stephen King's book Thinner, then you'll probably know what I'm talking about. But when I first started reading this book, because it was all about gypsies and things, and, you know, and curses and things, and I actually thought it was going to be like Stephen King's book Thinner. So that really got me interested, and I started reading. But it turned out to be completely different. It was a bit like Thinner, but it wasn't like Thinner at the same time. But it was really good, and it was really interesting, and it was really intriguing, and I quite liked it. And I thought it was a really, really clever, she wrote it in a very, very clever way. I think in this book, the way she ended it, I think she ended it really well as well. I liked how she ended this one. Sometimes I don't like how Agatha Christie ends her book, because the last book I read of hers, I can't remember what that one was called. Oh yes, I do remember. It was called Dead Man's Folly. When I read Dead Man's Folly, the way she ended, I didn't like the way she ended, because it didn't end properly, as far as I'm concerned. They didn't tell us, you know, they didn't tell us, you know, whether the perpetrator was caught or anything like that. They didn't really say any, you know, she doesn't really tie up her endings very well. But in this one, although we don't, you know, I don't know. I think she did tie up a bit in the end of this one, and I think it actually with this one it did end quite well, and I like the ending to this one. And she had us, you know, with the perpetrator, she had us guessing right till the end, and you know, she sort of as somebody else mentioned to me before, she did what magicians often do. She makes us concentrate on, you know, on one thing, but she's actually doing another thing. And you know, the way the perpetrator was, it was such a surprise to find out who the actual perpetrator was. And she really played it clever with this one. And I really sort of, I really thought it was a surprise. It really did surprise me and shock me. But at the same time, I thought that was really brilliant. The way she actually did it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. How she just tricked the reader, and I just thought it was really clever. I thought she did it in a really, really clever way, and I really liked it. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why I really liked this book, because it was a very clever book, and you know, it was very, very clever, and it had very good twists in it, And, you know, it's just one of those books that was just perfect, I think. It was classed as a perfect book, I suppose. I mean, that's probably how I would look at it. But yeah, this book, Endless Night, was definitely one of Agatha Christie's best books. I have to say it was one of her best, and I really did enjoy reading it, and it really did have me hooked right till the end. I'm starting another one of hers. It's called Halloween Party. I have no idea what this one's going to be like, but we shall see. I know, to all those who follow me on Facebook and stuff, I know I said I was going to read half of Yellowstone, and I will start that. I will, honestly. But it was just on my phone, this one, and I started it when I wasn't at home, and I started it. So, and then I just got hooked into this one, and I sort of, I don't know, it just went from there, and I just started reading, and I couldn't stop. So I do need to start the half of a Yellowstone as well, and I will start that at some point, because I do like that the author who wrote that book as well. I like how she writes as well, and I can't wait to actually read this one. So yeah, I'll start that at some point, I think. And but I'm not making any promises, because I say things and then it is turned out to be something completely different. But yeah, anyway, I hope everybody is well, and I shall speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.